A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off select plans. Terms and conditions apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors, as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging with 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm a little annoyed being at work today, and I'm wondering if I'm alone on this. It's Jason. Welcome to Drive Time. This is not a general condition for me. I'm generally not annoyed being at work. I like coming to work. Fridays, working in the summer, sucks. It sucks. Nobody's in the office. Nobody's downtown. You get the vibe that everyone in the state is either on a lake or on a golf course. And that may be because we just heard a three-hour golf course gasm from Chad Hartman. But I'm annoyed. I hate being here on Fridays. It's awful. Maybe you like it. Maybe you are a sicko. You're just an absolute... But it is like there's no vibe. There's no energy. I park downtown like right away, which has not been before you go all like, whoa, crap, just cram it. I'm not in the mood today, all right? But you come downtown most days, it's hopping again. It's almost back to the pre-pandemic number of people downtown. Certainly midweek, even Mondays. But Friday in the summer, forget it. Do you have summer Fridays? Do you wish you had summer Fridays? 651-461-9226. I just came in and I'm like, Dan, I'm annoyed being here. Andrew feels the same way. Almost called in today. And then he said 14 days straight. I mean, if you're calling in, I feel like, well, I don't know. Today, can you just call in as often as you want and they can't do anything? Maybe. If I remember right, Andrew works for the state. So don't say that. That's just going to get people going. Texters at 651-461-9226. Not starting out with much sympathy. Jason, you work for 3 hours. So zip it. I mean, I work for like four. There is some prep work that goes into this show. I spend at least 40 minutes. At least 40 minutes. I don't know. It is. Oh, he called in. Andrew worked 14 days straight. I see. I think if you work 14 days straight, you should call in. Andrew, clock out. You've done enough. It does make me think about the summer Fridays bit, which has been a Minnesota thing for a long time, right? And I've never had it. Dan Cook, you've never had it. We work.
Nope.
And we're not complaining much. We're complaining a little. Our jobs are more like, and I've always told coworkers this in the TV station, and people don't necessarily agree with me, but I feel like my job has more in common with a factory worker than it does with like an ad exec. Because The factory is always running. The news factory is always running. You know what I mean? So if you're an ad exec, if you're a pencil pusher, if you're one of these corporate people where you look at your life and say, what did I do today? And your answer is 17 meetings. You probably can work a half day on Fridays, right? But if you work in a metal fabrication plant, they don't just stop the plant. If you're making dog food or you know what I mean? Like, you got to come to work. What would happen here? Now, let me paint the picture at WCCO Radio, Odyssey, Minneapolis headquarters in downtown Minneapolis today. Taylor Rivera is here. Laura Oakes is here. Dan Cook is here. I am here. Remy is here from Jack FM. And Adam is here, the brain wizard behind Jack FM. And as far as I can tell, that's the entire pop. I've just given you the census of the five-story building right now. What if we just simulcast Jack? Like, what if, don't you ever have that attitude where it's like, and maybe you guys can do it. You can just say, like, I'm out. I'm not coming to work. I'm taking a half day off. Here, like, can we do that? What would happen? Cook, if I walked out of here right now, what would happen?
I'd take over, do a much better show, and you'd be out of a job by Monday.
You might be right. You might be right. Taxter, Jason, you are an icon. I mean, honestly. Best text of the month? Exactly right. Your show is great. I just love your show. I love your show, and I love the way you are. And that text came from my own phone number. But it's fine. Texter, wait, 3.5 hours a day and you'd like to skip Friday too? Do you guys really think it just, what do you guys think?
I think they do. I think they think we just walk in the studio and go, hey, what's going on?
Just riffing?
Just having a good time.
The show might be better if that's what we did. If we did zero preparation and just kind of shot the breeze. But I do think if we did no preparation, just came in here and just said what, I don't know, can most of you carry on 3 hours of conversation about nothing? Well, maybe I could. What do you guys want me to talk about? 651-461-9226. You name the topic and we'll just riff on it with zero preparation. Now, this texter at 320 says we need to add the Jason haters segment to Friday afternoon. That is not a bad idea.
Like the reading the mean tweets
reading
type,
the
of,
mean tweet.
Type of deal?
That'd be interesting. I've had a little bit of energy around this idea lately because the social media response to me of late has been so full of piss and vinegar.
Yeah.
And is the best way to do that to have, like, you read those to me? Is it to, like... Is there a Twin Cities actor? Is there a voice actor?
Ooh, I like that idea.
You know, is there some way we could
you know
that?
All those artsy people. You got to have somebody.
I probably have somebody. Is someone on the phone, Dan? I don't see anything. You just held up the phone.
No, I was just putting
it. Oh, you were just putting the phone down. You never know. I don't know. That's what we're doing here. One of our YouTube commenters with a screen name, if it were up your beep, you'd know, says, how can anyone hate you guys? Exactly. Another texter, Jason, you are the greatest supreme leader. That's very nice. Someone says, if we just every Friday came in with no prep and just let it go, we could call it Winging It Friday. You know, that's a great idea. Winging It Friday. Reminds me of a a segment that I've heard on this station called Stop It. I think it's called Stop It.
I've never heard of it.
Clearly inspired by a Wednesday segment we do here. Jack is in Minneapolis. Jack, do you think we should just call it? Just leave the station? Call it a summer Friday?
Well, 3.5 hours, Jason, let's be honest. You've got 42 minutes of commercials, of weather, of important traffic updates, not to mention national news. So you probably put in a good 17 minutes, an hour, which I appreciate. And I'm sure you're not giving the money back.
No, absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
My wife was giving me a hard time on Tuesday. I think we had a Twins game run a little late. And she wanted to know if I got paid for a full day of work, even though we didn't get on the air until like 4:20.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I forgot. You've got 162 days off in between. Dave, you need an assistant.
Hey, he's doing just fine with his producer. Easy now, Jack.
I mean, and in fairness, like today we have Card D Sharks at 4:00, so that kills a half hour without me really doing too much work.
No, keep up the good work. Yeah, I don't want you to hurt yourself.
Yeah. Thank you, Jack. Jack understands.
He gets
the strain of this job.
It's although to be fair, I think what did he suggest, 17? It's more like 32 minutes an hour that you have to fill.
Dan
and I've heard other people, including myself, try to do Card to Sharks.
Yeah.
Don't
undersell.
Don't undersell yourself. That takes some effort.
So Dan gives me this sheet of paper that lays out the show, and it has every segment or every hour divided into four chunks. And on it, it has like the live ads that I read. And today, you guys hear those. They're not really read. It's just me talking. But today we have one in every break. And Dan was like, ooh, a lot of live ads today. And I said, when I see all of that yellow highlighter on our show planner, I think tuition. How about right now? Dan, we're going to pay a little tuition. Let's pay some tuition. Drive Time back in just a minute here on CCO.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now you can go beyond imaging with 80 plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. We Share Health. We got you.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
In just about 10 minutes, we're going to talk about Flock cameras. In St. Paul, the city council president wants to kick them out of the city. We're going to be joined with a police sergeant who will talk a little bit about what the potential of these cameras has been and how they've been using them, and sort of have a theme for some of our topics today. There is broad anti-Flock camera sentiment out there. There's broad anti-data center sentiment out there. And we're going to talk about these things. We're not just going to assume like, oh, well, everybody thinks this. Well, why do people think this way? We're going to take a look at some of those issues. Lots of texts coming in on the Friday vibe of this show. People have a lot of ideas, Dan, on how we could make the Friday less work for us.
Which is really the important part.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, we want it to be entertaining for the people.
Right.
But if we can make it less work for us.
That's the goal.
That's really the big thing.
So a texter says, Jason, why don't you riff on the pros and cons of hanging out with work colleagues outside of work?
Oh, God.
I love my colleagues. Laura Oakes had us over to her house.
Which one of our colleagues sent that text? You know that came from inside the building.
I don't know. That's just a frequent listener, perhaps.
Yeah, right.
Cook, you love hanging out with the team. You like team building. You like a company picnic. You like a company meeting. What was your favorite?
I like a railroad spike to the temple.
What was your favorite part of the company meeting we had this week?
My favorite part of it?
When the big shot from some Midwest corporate.
Yeah. My favorite part of it is when I came into work and you and Brad were talking.
Yeah.
And I realized, oh, there was a meeting today.
I love this stuff. I like knowing what's going on. Like, I got to hear Adam, the big shot at Jack FM, tell the story of how when Jack started up, like, we own Jack FM, too. It's all part of the same company here. And Adam, a lot of people don't know, when that radio station went on the air, everybody was like, okay, good luck, because it was a failed frequency. And now it's like it's destroying the ratings. It's just absolute juggernaut, and it's because of him and Remy. Mm-hmm. And he, what was fun is like under the auspices of giving a presentation about like what's going on at the station, he basically gave a history lesson. Was like, you know, nobody believed in this, and it's pretty much just me and Remy. Just so you know, it was cool. You're like,
good
oh,
for him.
Wouldn't you want to do that in front of the big shot?
Like, big old mic drop.
Yeah.
Boom.
It was great.
Yeah.
Another topic idea. What's the bigger threat to the United States, AI or the national debt?
Mm. That sounds like some work, though. We're trying to make this easy and light.
No, you can look, if I've learned anything from 4 years of hosting a talk show, it's that you do not need to know what you're talking about. You just need a strong, clear, relevant opinion. So the bigger threat to this country, unquestionably, is the national debt.
Nope, it's AI.
You are an idiot, Dan Cook. How dare you?
Quit looking in the mirror, Jason.
I mean, you know, AI is exactly what I'd expect, like a puke liberal snot like you to say. Lefty Cook, once again, oh, I don't like AI, as he gets on his phone, boop, beep, bop, boop, bop, boop.
Just because AI serves your fascist needs, DeRussia, doesn't mean the rest of us should be subjected to its tyranny.
MAGA Jason is what a lot of people are calling me these days.
I know you own a bunch of plots of land and you're trying to build data centers on them. Take away all our clean water and electricity. Don't pretend.
At 5 o'clock, actually, you'll hear my thoughts on what city should just turn over the keys to the data center people and call it a day. Another topic. Mark Lori and A-Rod just made a profit of $1.6 million a day every day over the past 5 years. Pretty good work if you can get it.
Yeah.
It is true. Mark Lori, what was your favorite Mark Lori moment? Do you have like
the shoes off? It has to be the shoes off, right?
Shoes off.
Yeah.
That was pretty good.
That was the big thing.
When they introduced Mark Laurie and Alex Rodriguez, the Timberwolves, at that time, were the Timberwolves still on WCCO radio?
No, I think that was after.
It was just after? I think they were still with us because I was invited.
Well, if you think that, then why are you asking me the question?
It's just banter. It's like a little banter. It's like what I do with my kids. I ask them a question. I know the answer, but you're just like trying to riff a little bit. Okay. You know? People get sick of hearing my voice the entire show, so I try to include you a little bit. You know,
there was a former host of ours that delighted in asking a guest a question and then answering the question himself and then asking the guest to confirm that his answer was the correct answer.
Did that host name rhyme with Ron Melby?
I don't know what you mean.
So the Mark Laurie sale to me is a major turning point in Twin City sports ownership. There have been some massive transitions over the last couple of years. The Wilfs buying the Vikings was a big deal, but Red McCombs was not a Minnesotan. So, right? Like, he wasn't
He was from Texas.
From Texas. So, having an outsider own the football team was not a seismic shift. When it came to the Twins, we've had the Polads forever. Mm-hmm. Local ownership. For basketball, you had Glenn Taylor for a long time. And then Taylor sells to A-Rod and Laurie. And that move had A-Rod and Mark Laurie very much embracing the Twin Cities, right?
I mean, they gave lip service to that.
Well, yeah, that was the expectation.
Right.
I think this is a turning point. A turning point where fans no longer care if you're locally owned. They just care if you're going to spend money. That's it. They don't care. And people were ready to take the Polads and blast them out of a cannon. And I think Twins fans would have taken any ownership from any city, any country. They would have let LIV Golf come in and buy the Twins, and they would have been happy. And I do think this is a turning point where you say, okay, there is continuity. Laurie sold it to the number three investor. The Athletic reporting that he could have sold it to somebody else, but for more money. But he chose the continuity in someone he knew and someone that worked with Alex Rodriguez. Alex Rodriguez will still be the public face, so we'll still get like Instagram videos of A-Rod like pretending to shovel his Lake Minnetonka estate. But I do think that this new ownership does line up with the vibe of the sports fan today, that they don't really care about the local owners.
And it's part of a larger trend, too. I mean, two quick things. One, if you were ever curious as to why Glenn Taylor tried to get out of the sale to Mark Laurie and Alex Rodriguez, valuation as it stands today should tell you everything you need to know about why he was trying to get out of that, because he saw how quickly the value was appreciating and he wanted some of that money.
I mean, just the Laurie portion, $4.5 billion, and not even the total portion, because Laurie's still an investor.
The second thing is that the days of the local family ownership that's invested in the community, like you said, this is a turning point for Minnesota, but this is what's been happening nationally for a little while now, and this is part of that bigger trend. That doesn't exist anymore. Sports franchises are just assets. They're lines on a grid where they're almost guaranteed to appreciate. So that's why you have all of these private equity funds that are investing in sports franchises, because they know they're going to make money. It's almost a guaranteed moneymaker in terms of, you know, lasting, in this case, only a year.
Yeah.
And he tripled his money. So it's hard to beat if you can get in the front door. It's getting in the front door that's the problem.
Pretty interesting. Let's break. We're going to talk Flock cameras in just a minute. St. Paul Police with us to talk about why they don't want to kick Flock cameras out of the city. We'll get into it in just a minute here on Drive Time.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging with 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. We Share Health. We got you.
Keep cool out there, folks. It's going to be a hot one.
We the people love summer baseball. The food is over the top. The cheers come from the chest. We came with friends, but we met new ones. We have seats, but we're standing. They say it's anyone's game. But from what we can see, it's everyone's. Baseball for the people.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Flock cameras. We've talked quite a bit about these sort of surveillance type cameras. The pluses, the minuses. We heard from a auto reviewer who lives in Plymouth who had his car surrounded by Plymouth police in a parking lot of like a Home Goods or a TJ Maxx or something in Plymouth because the Flock license plate reader thought that he had stolen that car. Turned out the database was incorrect, incomplete. And he had done nothing wrong. There are so many concerns about these cameras that right now in St. Paul, there is a call to cancel the contracts that Ramsey County, the sheriff's office, has with Flock, and the St. Paul police have with Flock as well. Ramsey County operates, I believe, 9 cameras in the city of St. Paul, and the police operate 2 Flock cameras. Now, there's all sorts of cameras and readers, and there's a lot of different stuff out there, right? You got cameras rolling on your phone. We have cameras on the highway. There are cameras everywhere. At issue with Flock is how this company allows law enforcement around the country to utilize this data. Are there individual officers who have been irresponsible with the use of this data? And I think that, I don't want to speak for everyone. I think that use of the data is the bigger concern. It's the city council president who's also running for Ramsey County Commissioner who has raised this issue. But joining us via video link up, and you can watch on YouTube or X or Facebook. But Sergeant Mark Ross is a St. Paul police officer representing the St. Paul Police Federation. And he's with us on Drive Time. Mark, good to have you here.
Jason, thanks for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Only 2 cameras for the city of St. Paul, Flock cameras. Tell me how you guys have been utilizing those cameras and using the data that those cameras give you.
So the only time we use these is in active criminal investigations. When we are looking for very specific criminals, we're looking for very specific information. And as you already pointed out, we have one area in St. Paul. It's one specific location, two cameras, one point each direction, major traffic hub. And we are using these for law enforcement purposes only. And in fact, state law governs how long we can keep that data, where we can store the data. So really, the collection, the retention, the destruction of that data is all governed by state statute already. And we are always in compliance with those statutes, of course. We have very specific guidelines in use with respect to when and how we can use the information. And we're not aware of any instances in St. Paul or Ramsey County, for that matter, where people have misused or abused this block system. In fact, it's been the complete opposite. I know and I understand why people might be a little bit apprehensive about this emergent technology. As police officers, it was a new era for us when we transitioned to squad cams, and then we have body worn cameras, and now we're using drones. And so I know there's an adjustment to be made. And what we want to do is we want to sit down and make sure we continue to have this robust conversation with the public. We've been very transparent about what we're doing and why we're doing it, and open to the public. And now, you know, the reason we're here is because of a Facebook post by council member Rebecca Naker, and we can get more into that. But
well, let's play that. Why don't we play that right now so people know what we're talking about? But Rebecca Naker, who is the city council president in St. Paul and running for county commissioner. So I always want to raise that because I think that's relevant information for people to have. So here's what the council president had to say.
Our data should not be for sale. I've been hearing from constituents who are concerned about the use of Flock cameras in St. Paul. Flock cameras are automated license plate readers that store info like a car's make, model, color, bumper stickers, and more, and feed that into a national database, creating a mass surveillance state. And there have been instances where ICE has been able to access the data stored by Flock. A private company is using public money to create a massive database of our personal information. Everyone should be concerned about what Flock cameras mean for our community. That's why I will be authoring a resolution calling on the administration and our county partners to end our contract with Flock.
So that's
because our communities need investment, not surveillance.
So that is her perspective. Flock says they don't share data with ICE. I think Sergeant Mark Ross with the St. Paul Police Federation, I don't know. It's hard to know who to trust in this stuff. But how do you respond to what Rebecca Naker had to say?
Well, firstly, she's incorrect. That data is not sold or shared. It's not sold to anybody. It's not shared with the general public. It is sometimes shared amongst other law enforcement agencies, which is how we are able to apprehend violent criminals, whether it be a robbery or a homicide. In fact, we had a homicide in Lower Town, in September of 2024. An artist was out working on a mural. This guy goes up to her, shoots her in the back of the head, and kills her for no apparent reason. Thankfully, a witness was able to get a license plate from the suspect's vehicle, and that's how we captured this person in very short order. We have all the receipts, again, with respect to how this has worked for us. But let's go back to the Councilmember Naker's comment. So first of all, she's just incorrect from the get-go. I think for her to say that, actually having a robust conversation with the police department, maybe have some community meetings, those types of things, is just really beyond the pale as far as I'm concerned. To refer to us or this as a surveillance state, we're not a surveillance state. We're not surveilling anybody. What we're doing is we're using this information when we need it, when we're looking for a very specific vehicle or maybe somebody or a suspect leaving the area of a crime to try and get leads on criminals. We don't have the time to surveil anybody. And by the way, we have very tight guardrails in place. We have policies in place where if you're caught using this incorrectly, especially if for malicious intent, you're going to have a problem. You're going to be disciplined, potentially terminated, potentially use your post license and never be able to be a cop again. So I would just say her statement overall is extremely irresponsible because people look to our elected officials in St. Paul. And when they make comments like that, they associate that behavior and those examples with the St. Paul Police Department. And, you know, as recently as June 24th, the ACLU is at the city council talking about St. Paul's one of the agencies that does everything right with respect to this type of information and these tools. So I will say I'm extremely disappointed in the comments that Council President Naker made. I think they're inappropriate and irresponsible.
I think the fear is that, you know, you read these stories from around the country, right? The Washington Post did that big investigation showing that there were individual officers, none in Minnesota, to my knowledge, but there were individual officers who were stalking women or harassing ex-girlfriends or whatever the case may be by using that flock data. I think the fear over this is that, you know, not that the St. Paul police are going to abuse this or that Ramsey County Sheriff, but we don't really know what Flock is doing as a private company. How do you sort of build back the trust of the residents and make us feel comfortable that Flock has all this stuff?
It's all about communication. And that's why what the council president said was so disappointing to me, is because these are places where we can get together with the community, explain to everybody exactly what Flock does, what they do with the data, what we do with the data, how other police departments potentially access the data. And we have the community conversation. At the end of the day, we work for the community. We do. And they have a large say in how we do these things. But I will tell you, as a police officer for the last 25 years, this is a very powerful tool. And when we use this correctly, which we do, this is going to help us solve a lot more crimes than we normally could or would.
Yeah.
So I think that's the conversation.
Sheriff Fletcher said that he's called Flock one of the most significant crime fighting tools of the last 40 years. And we do know car theft is down. The question is, like, how much do we want to give up? Is it worth it? Is it worth it to give up all of this kind of this centralizing of data? Nobody wants a gun ownership database, but we're giving everything else away. And I know I struggle with this personally, Sergeant, because everybody and their brother has cameras rolling on everything. I don't want to take you and law enforcement and tie one hand behind your back when every other ding dong is out there recording everything. Like, that doesn't make any sense to me. At the same time, I do worry that we give this away, we give this away, we give this away, and next thing you know, even though we're not a surveillance state, then we are, because in the additive, in the aggregate, you're giving all this stuff away.
I understand that sentiment, to be sure, and I will tell you this. I mean, as police officers, law enforcement, we are the most visible arm of the government and probably the least trusting of the government, given what we see in terms of waste, fraud, abuse, you name it.
Right.
So we're right there. This applies to us too. We drive around with our families. We're out in our communities. We're doing our thing. So it's not like it applies to everybody else with the exception of the police. And the other thing is right here, Jason, you mentioned this. Yeah. You look at the permissions that you give Facebook or Instagram, you name it, any social media platform. I guarantee you, everybody watching us, listening to this, has been having a conversation with someone, and within a half an hour, something shows up on their feed that they were just talking about.
Yeah.
So I would be much more concerned about Google and Facebook and Instagram as a general citizen than I would about this. I understand their concerns, and they're not without warrant, but I think we need to frame this correctly. We need to have a conversation, talk with the community so they have a really good understanding, because that video of the council president in and of itself is very misleading, and it's just factually incorrect, and it's not helpful for what we're trying to accomplish.
Sergeant Mark Ross from the St. Paul Police Federation, appreciate your perspective and your time this Friday. Thanks, Mark.
Thanks for having me. Have a great weekend.
Appreciate all you and all the St. Paul officers are doing every day out there trying to keep us safe. The solve rate over there in St. Paul is through the roof, and it's because of good police work. That's for sure. 3:50 drive time back in just a minute with Fantasy Football Weekly. Here we go. So I have my fantasy football draft on Wednesday night, I think. We did it with our family. So it's Seth and Sam and Alyssa, and then my in-laws, Cole and Kim, and Matthew and Lucas, the two kids. And the Heath family, our in-laws, are way more into this than I am. I'm a participant in fantasy football for two reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, what do you think, Dan?
Sheer boredom? I have no idea.
No, Peer pressure. You know I'm susceptible.
Like, you are susceptible. Yeah, that's true.
And I want people to feel like they're important to me. And so I worry that if I don't participate, that it signals that, like, I think I'm too good to do their whatever. And
just saying there's a chance
you might be overthinking that.
Well, I think it's nice that I care about people, Dan. I know you have a different approach, but I care. I'm sorry. Also, like, it is true that I am too good for them, you know? But I don't want them to feel that I think that. So I participate in the fantasy.
You're right. You're a much better person than me.
Today is National Fantasy Football.
Nobody cares.
Draft Day. I do think people care. I don't know
no,
why.
They don't.
You just
I assure you.
It's only you. Other people care.
Let me assure you they don't.
My friends at Continental Diamond care about your fantasy football draft. Come talk about it with them in person. 358.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
People say, I got you, all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over a million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShareHealth. We got you.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.